when I picked the topic, I didn't realize how timely it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, I picked it already a while back. I picked it in the summertime, actually.
The topic is
entering a church. The connection to the Parsha's Ve'eiro. At the end of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro that he has to walk out of the city because he can't daven in a place where there's a Avodah Zorah. So he has to step out of the city to daven. So that raised the question, the whole idea of entering into a place which is the place of Avodah Zorah for davening purposes, for non-davening purposes, can you use a non-denominational kitchen, non-denominational chapel, etc. But the news now, President Trump's son-in-law went to the church service on Friday morning before the inauguration. And at the other end, there was this discussion going on. There was a open Orthodox rabbi who put on his Facebook page or his tweet page, whatever it was, that he went to daven in a mosque.
Yeah.
You know, so is that proper to daven in a mosque or not? So these are two things that just have happened in the last week. You know, I didn't know I was a Navi. I was able to predict before, you know, in months ahead, what's going to be the topic that we have to deal with at this time of the year. So with that introduction, the question is, what exactly is the issur of entering into a church? What are the sources for it? And what are the parameters of this halacha? There's a mishnah. The mishnah in the Sefer Avodah Zorah talks about actually entering into a city. So if there's Jewish people live in the cities, there's Jewish people live in the cities. They're allowed to live. They're allowed to go there. But people which are coming into the city from outside, and it's a place where there's a Avodah Zorah, so the mission says you can't do that. So there's a disagreement amongst the Rashi and the Rambam to understand the mission. Rashi understands the mission is going in the context that the earlier Mishnahs are talking about is that it's talking about around the time of the holiday. And so they're going to the city when they're celebrating their holiday. None of their Avodah Zorah is ushered to do. So it's only limited to that time. They would actually have the local idol that they were worshiping. And so people going there would be showing either it's a question of people there's a Marasayan concept that people would think they're doing something improper. But going there, it looks like he's going to join them. Or the Ritua says, the more people there, the greater honor there is to this worship. So just the fact that he's being there in the city would add an element of honor to the idol worship, and therefore that's why it's prohibited. The Rambam, however, understands this mishnah. The mishnah is talking about a general issue in general. If you have a city which there's no Jews are living there, and everybody there they worship the Avodah Zorah, going to the city is prohibited. Then the Rambam continues and he says, well, that's true. For sure it's prohibited to enter into a place where they actually, the building where they actually worship. According to the Rambam, this applies the whole year. Nothing.
Just going in, like even traversing the city?
So now the mission says that that if the road continues beyond the city and you're just going through to get to the other side, so that's permitted. But a person would go there to be there, so it would be an issue. So, for example, applying that into a church. So the Shulchan Aruch says that to go through the churchyard, there's two opinions in that. The church is usur. Going through the churchyard, one says that's like just if there's a road to go to the other side. Some say churchyard is like the building, because it belongs actually to the church, and therefore it's prohibited at all times. And some say no, that this is like just a path going through, which is, it doesn't actually belong to the Avodah Zorah. It's not where they actually worship. So if you want to use it as a way to traverse, to go through to the other side, it's permitted. And they'll say it's preferred if possible. A person wants to meet a chassidah. A person wants to be careful, to be pious. He would prefer he shouldn't do that. So there's this argument between Rashi and the Rambam to understand the Mishnah plays itself into halacha. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch follows Rashi that the prohibition only applies at the time when they're gathering for their holiday. But the Shach brings the Rambam, and the Rambam says that the prohibition is an intrinsic prohibition of entering into that. And the later Poskim, the Chacham Zadon, the Shulchan Aruch, etc., all follow the Shach, and that's become a normative halacha, is that it's prohibited. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. And Rav Moshe says it's osur. Rav Yosef has a tshuva about it. He says it's osur. They pass on that it's osur. At what level is it usher? Is this an issue of the rice, an issue of the rabbanon? That is a disagreement, and it has practical applications, as we'll see.
A holiday during a service?
So that would mean, well, what was the time of the Gemara? They would actually have a special holiday. You can't go to the whole city because the whole city is celebrating in honor of this, the day of this idol worship. For the purposes of the building, it would apply the way Rashi understands it at a time of service would be the problem. Yeah.
Just clarify. Is there anyone who says you can't enter a city unless there are no Jews there?
No, the issue is not the Jews. The issue is the fact that those days, each city would have its singular idol that they would worship. So if you're going to that city, the Rambam says you're going there to join idol worshippers who are worshiping these idols, and that's the problem.
But today, do we consider Christians to be so
what's the status of, so we discussed this once, the status of Christianity for this purpose. So there's two ways to say the question. According to the Torah, there's a prohibition on Jew and non-Jew alike to worship idols. Does the Torah say that it's prohibited for a non-Jew to worship through Christianity? So that is a discussion, because since they believe in this being called God, but they have other elements to it as well, so that prohibited. So the Rambam says it's not prohibited for a non-Jew to believe in Christianity. It's the concept called shituf. So there's a prohibition that says lo yilcha lehim acher malpanoi. The Torah says that for Jews, you may not have other gods together with me. Which even though you believe in me, you can't have other elements as well. You can't have a Trinity concept, which applies. Whereas that prohibition applies only to Jews. The Rambam says. And therefore, for non-Jew, since they believe in God, even though they have a Trinity, it would not be prohibited for them. The Rabbi Huda disagrees. He says it's based on the Tosfos. He understands the Tosfos differently. But either way, the issue is for us to enter into that place of, even though for them it's permitted, for us it would be prohibited. So for us it would still be a problem.
So I guess the question is, you're driving out in Kentucky and you're going through a city and you want to stop off, and it's a city where there's no Jews and there are religious Christians there, would this issue apply?
Well, this issue applies. So according to Rashi, it wouldn't apply. According to Rambam, you would have this issue. But since the road goes through, even according to Rambam, it's permitted. If this would be the end of the road, right, so then that would be, that's where the problem would have kicked in according to the Rambam.
You can't drive through that area.
Every area.
But if your destination is to visit someone in the city.
Yeah,
I think so. If it would be to visit somebody in the city.
Every city?
What?
You mean a city that's mostly religious?
I was saying a city that has no Jews in it.
And they're really there.
As long as it's not a single Jew, not if they have
right. And they're religious Christians.
So most cities out west, in the middle of the country.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm wondering about.
Right. So you have Jews all over the place, though.
Yeah. Okay. Small city.
What?
Plenty of small cities. I know someone who grew up in a city that literally had three Jewish families.
Right, okay.
But that was a city of 20,000 people. It could have been, right next door, I'm sure, were cities that had no Jews.
Okay, I don't know.
So you can't visit someone in that city or go shopping in that city?
Business meeting, huh?
Well, according to the Rambam, it would be problematic. Okay.
But you said that the rogue poskim are now following the Rambam.
Correct. Well, the Rambam that extrapolates it, isn't it? The Rambam extrapolates it to the entering into a church. That everybody seems to accept the opinion of the Rambam.
That part of the Rambam. Exactly.
Right. The Rambam furthermore says that walking down the street, to go on the sidewalk in front of the building is permitted, but to go into it with beyond that would be prohibited according to the Rambam as well. Let's say a person has to, the person dealt with the problem which they had that sometimes a person, the Jew was the creditor, and he was trying to get collect money from the non-Jew, and the non-Jew ran into the church. You're allowed to follow him to get your money. Was one example. Are you allowed to run in there for pikuach nefesh to save your life? Are you allowed to go in there because you're concerned about Ava, that if there's going to be some animosity if you don't join them in some type of a service? So pikuach on that fish to save your life, the halacha says it's permitted. According to the Rosh, that is, the Rosh says in a tshuva that's permitted, so that's accepted in the halacha. Purpose going in for money. This is a discussion, and there's most opinions say that that's prohibited. What about going in for the purpose of Eva? Because you're worried about animosity. So Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva about this, and it was relevant. He when he was the head of the Beis Din, the Beit Din, I guess you would call it, in Cairo. So the chief rabbi was somebody else. But he was the head of the. There was an event where they were funeral of one of the leaders of the country, who was Christian, and it was taking place in the church. And the chief rabbi was not well. The chief rabbi said he would have went, but he asked Ravadja to attend. Ravadja said it's not permitted to attend. He says, yeah, but there's going to be this concern about that you're going to arouse animosity if you don't attend this event. And so he wrote a long opinion, which he says that it's still not permitted. And the case where the halacha permits Eva was talking about in the old these old societies where if they didn't like you, from that to the pogrom and killing you was like it was a hop, skip, and a jump. So that's what they were talking about. We're not living in that type of society. The fact that they're not going to like me is not that's not something which would be permitted. And then he said, as a matter of fact, I think that they respect me more because I take my religion seriously. And he said, no, there's going to be repercussions in the community. There ended up that he didn't go, and there was no repercussions, etc. So, but he has this. He says he bases this argument on back to the question if the prohibition is rabbinic, so you could possibly permit it. He feels that there are many sources which feel this prohibition is not rabbinic, and therefore you can't permit it.
Is that doing a time of service or not?
So the according to the Rambam, it's always us. He's followed.
Right, in case of Eva, plus you have the Rashi, then there's more.
Right. Yeah, but the problem is that every time you go for Eva, it's usually because there's a service there. Any type of service includes any type of service.
Oh, unless there's a city meeting and then they want you to.
So what about going
a secular thing in a church?
Right. So what about a non-denominational type of event?
Or a non-denominational.
All right. All right. So what about going in there to the voting? They make the polling place is in the church. So usually it's not in the actual sanctuary. Going to the actual sanctuary is many people hold it's prohibited, but it'll be a different room in the building. So is that permitted? The merchant was asked. Going to the gym, the local, there's a gym there. The kids want to go and use it for the local gym. You want to rent the room to have classes there, have a little bit of Torah, situation was that there was a small day school, which was in this small community, and the only place available to rent that they could afford was in the local church. Was it permitted? So Moshe said, no, it's not permitted to do that. Voting, it's interesting. The Reb Sternberg Shlita says it's permitted. Reb Menashe Klein held it was a problem. And even Reb Sternberg said it was only permitted because you're talking about if there'd be no other option. In the old days, you didn't have to go to your specific precinct. You could go to anywhere, your specific. But now I think you're limited to your voting place.
Unless you go early.
But you should go early. Perhaps you should go early. Preferably you should go early. Reb Marshall said using the gym was prohibited. Reb Marshall, it was a problem to use the gym.
I know of a case where I'm pretty sure what happened was a Jewish community, predominantly Jewish community, and the zoning board was against having a second Orthodox shul, and the only ones who enabled the shul to start was a church that offered a separate room, and they davened there for a number of years while they fought the zoning board, I think, in court until they won.
So Marsha says that that's not permitted.
Interesting, but that's how the shul started.
Okay. Apparently they didn't ask for Moshe about that one.
I believe that's what happened.
Okay. On the other end, Moshe was asked a question about an architect who was asked to draw up the plans, the blueprints for building a church. And then the contractor may not build the church, but drawing up the plans is permitted. That's far enough removed that that's not called actually involved in it, that he permitted that. Entering into a mosque, so that's an interesting question. So Rav Yosef has a tshuva about it, because the question which came up was he had two scenarios. One was in that in Cairo, I guess sometimes he didn't attend the church event, but he did attend an event in a mosque, because the Rambam's opinion is that Islam is not considered a Zohar. There is a Ran who disagrees with the Rambam, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Ran says that it is considered a Avodah Zorah, and regards to entering into a mosque. So the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Altenburg, Tzatzal, held that it is it's prohibited. Rav Adi has a tshuva that he holds it permitted, and you know you have two opinions. Rav Belsky, Tzatzal, held that it was permitted to go in there if it's for a need. So in that scenario where the fellow decided to go into the mosque to daven just to show that he holds it permitted, that we would not recommend. And then to go publish it on your Facebook page in order to show how smart you are, then you can do these type of things. I probably wouldn't recommend that either. But that was really that's already a political question and not a halachic question. Like he's trying to show that he likes permitting things.
How about a friend who's getting married, or children getting married, or going to get married in church, or there's a baptism of, and your friends with the friends of the,
right.
And they invite you.
Right.
Is it permitted or not?
So that's what Marcia was saying. These type of things would be prohibited. To attend something where there would be, at the. If you have an event which is taking place, which is not a religious event, they happen, in other words, you have somebody who's renting space there and not using the sanctuary is one thing, you know, even if it's a wedding, but if they're doing it as a religious event, so you can't attend over there.
So if you have a priest who's officiating, you can't...
Correct, right. So there's an interesting question which came up is you're not going in. Okay, am I allowed to benefit? Can I set my watch? Can I look at the time on the clock on the church tower? The answer is yes. That's not really there anyway to beautify, to glorify the worship. It just happens to be. It's a nice big high place in town. Usually, because their laws many times is people they had to be the highest place in town, so they put the clock there to make it visible. That being said, there's a story with the Belzer Rebbe that there was with the. You know, Reb Aaron Rakeach was a holy man. There was a young man who was learning in the Lakewood Yeshiva, and he was developing questions about, you know, he wasn't, you know, but he believed in Judaism anymore, etc. And they couldn't figure out where it come from. And Reb Aaron Cutler asked the Belzer Rebbe, and the Belzer Rebbe said. Asked this young man when he sets his watch. Where does he get the time from? So he says, well, because right down the block from Lakewood Yeshiva, there is a large Catholic seminary. He says he uses the bells. That's how he sets it. He says, stop doing that, your questions will go away. And that's what happened. So how in the world he, you know, the bells of Rebbe, no collection bells, but to say, but it's different, spelled differently, right? In Eretz Yisrael, put two and two together. That was the problem. I don't know, but it worked. So,
what about standing in the shade of like?
But listening to music, on the other hand, which you know they're playing music or something like that, or they're lighting it up, they're putting lighting, etc., there for the purpose to glorify the building, or to glorify that's part of their worship. That would be prohibited to benefit from. So, a person cannot, right? So, using it for shade is also a problem.
Well, it was raining and they're glodoning there.
Right, right. You wouldn't use it for that purpose. Okay.
So it's prohibited for shade, but then it's clear not doing it for there. So you're having hanah from it? Is that?
Because I'm having hanah from the. That's because I'm having direct hanah from the.
Was that, the shade? Time, why is shade different than looking at the time?
Because the time is not the time really is it's not part of the building in a certain sense. It's there, not there for the building. It's the building is there for it. In other words, the people needed a clock in the town. This is the best place to put it. So they put it there, right?
It's the clock. As we just heard a moment ago, you have public times, 12 noon, 12:30.
Right.
It's there to help the priests and the congregants know when they're supposed to come or not come. Wouldn't it be prohibited to use the clock there?
So that for that purpose, but using the chimes might be. I'm not familiar enough with the background of it, but theoretically, yes, that would be a problem. Okay. I think we have the bench. Thank you. Yeah.